10 minutes here before the top of the hour. Let's get to Linda Liu, Bloomberg consumer and health reporter, who's with us to talk a little bit more about the reopening here in Hong Kong. Linda, so we're going to see a big jump in bookings for air travel, and people will be coming back to Hong Kong. But let's talk a little bit about some of the restrictions that remain. For instance, those people flying back don't have to have a PCR test before they board the flight to come back here. They will have to take a PCR test once they get here, a COVID test. And then after that, what happens?
Yes. So removing the pre-flight PCR testing was a big perk for travelers, since it's actually been getting harder and harder to get those tests in the rest of the world. And now once you get into Hong Kong, you do a PCR test on arrival. And then for the next a week or so, you'll have to do an RAT test every day. And then for the first 3 days, we will have a so-called amber code on the Hong Kong's contact tracing app called Leave Home Safe. And then on this app, your code will come up as amber. That means you cannot go into restaurants and other high-risk places such as hospitals and elderly care homes for 3 days. And then after that, your code will turn blue. That means you'll be able to have more freedom to move around the city.
Linda, this is, you know, so many rules and regulations. We had similar in Singapore, but it was ditched a very long time ago. What is the likelihood that these restrictions do ease further in the coming months? And what does that mean for the full reopening of Hong Kong?
Yes, we've actually have had a lot of voices calling for a full removal of restrictions. The representatives from Hong Kong Investment Funds Associations, AmCham, they've all said that while, you know, the relaxation announced on Friday is a welcome move, they would like to see more easing. So that would mean getting rid of the testing, as well as possibly removing the amber code. So that means people can go into public places as soon as they arrive in the city. But we do have some pushback from the health secretary here in Hong Kong, Lo Chong Mao. He said in the TV program on Sunday that a full path to resume normality is going to be challenging because of the need to prevent new variants coming into the city.
So one of the issues is if you come back here and you, let's say you were positive and you test positive at the airport, where will you go then? Is there any choice involved? Will it be a government facility or a government-backed hotel? And who covers the cost, okay? Those are some immediate questions that I'm not sure have been totally answered.
Yeah, so under the current rules, there's already been a more flexibility for people who test positive. Previously, if you arrive into Hong Kong and you test positive, you're sent to a centralized isolation facility that's one of the quarantine hotels, or you get sent to the notorious Penny's Bay. But right now, actually, the government will allow you to isolate at the hotel that you have booked. Of course, that's depending on what hotels are going to do, whether they will upgrade their existing facilities to be able to accommodate that. And for Hong Kong residents, those who already have homes in the city, you will be able to isolate at home if that's your choosing. Then, of course, if you are living with families or other members that are high risk to the virus, you are able to opt to isolate at a government facility of your choosing.
We had a report last week showing Singapore has now overtaken Hong Kong to become Asia's top financial centre, and we know there's an exodus of residents still too because of these strict rules. How much do you think that kind of plays into authorities' thinking when you have this competition and Hong Kong really wants to regain that mantle?
I think with the opinions that's been coming out from the Hong Kong business community, that would probably be the biggest concern for the government to take these steps to ease. You've already seen the banking sector saying that, you know, if the quarantine restrictions don't ease, that's going to put a damper on this flagship financial industry summit in November, as well as the popular sporting events, the Rugby Sevens, that's also going to happen in the same month. And of course, you've had the Hong Kong Investment Funds Association chief executive saying that, you know, if Hong Kong doesn't basically take the steps to remove restrictions to be on par with other financial centres, it's going to continue to lose attractiveness to talent.
On the tests that people take every day, the RAT tests for the first week after they come in, how will that be monitored, and how will the government be able to conclude that they are legitimate?
So the government has, I think, set up mechanisms for people to upload RAT tests. And I think the plan is to eventually make it compulsory. I think those are the plans in the works. And again, that's going to add to the burden of people who are traveling. And it's just one more thing they have to do every day, you know, when you wake up and try to go about your day. But you have to do these tests.
Yep, it is a lot. Let's see, though, in terms of how much optimism we are seeing on the reopening. I understand Cathay Pacific's website came under a bit of a rush of flight searches Friday. What other kind of moves are we seeing, and can the city's airport start to handle the influx?
Yeah, I think the government has been making preparations for the increased number of travellers. They actually held some drills several weeks ago when these moves started to happen, basically testing the city's high-speed subway line to the airport. And we've also seen photos basically of infection workers kind of commemorating their last shift in their capacity as people that take care of all of these on-arrival testing and other requirements. So those workforce are being scaled down. So hopefully the government will have the mechanisms in place to facilitate a big rush of travellers.
All right, Linda, great to have you. Oh, Brian's got a quick one.
No, I think we're out of time, unfortunately, but it is a fascinating subject. And Linda, thanks very much. Jules.
Yeah, Linda Liu, Bloomberg consumer and health reporter with us in Hong Kong.